I'll call the Air Resource Control District Board meeting to order at 8:30 a.m. And we'll move for the flag salute, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And we'll move into item number two, which is roll call. Wendy?
All righty. Director Haupt?
Present.
Director Mirakami?
Present.
Director Chris?
Present.
Thank you. Director Valenzuela?
Here.
And Director Lucchese?
Here. Thank you. We'll move into presentations from the public. This is a time slot for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You'll be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. We do not have any. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk in front of us. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record. Prior to providing your comments, please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board or items that are not on our consent agenda. So is there any public comment? And we have one speaker. Mr. Smith.
My name is Jim Smith. I'm the Citrus County Air Pollution Control Officer. And I'm speaking today on a question Director Valenzuela asked me to address regarding Woodspoke change-out program results from the previous program. We received about $202,000 for the program, and we were able to change out 53 Woodspokes in the last program that we had. We utilized every single vendor in the county that sells Woodspokes, unlike the current one that's being used by the CBDC committee, which gave us a little bit of help finding people that were in need. That was a very successful and well appreciated program. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other presentations from the public?
So I would like to make just one real quick comment about that. You know, this Woodstone program is state funded. We've asked the state a lot, but this has been a long-standing program. It's helped a lot of needy people too, who use Woodstone for. So I just want to put that on the record.
And then add to that fire safety, having a certified one in there, just a lot better.
Over the years, I can't tell you how many have been replaced that were complete fire hazards.
Yeah.
So where do they go? Sorry, quick question. Where do they go for the subsidy?
They were junked. Anything that was changed out was junked.
So is that the question? I thought the question.
No.
So for information, just to contact Mr. Smith's office.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a vendor.
A vendor.
Yeah. Because they're going to be authorized to work under this program, and so contacting them is a really good way to also get in contact with us. So I can't tell you how many dangerous wood stove situations have been discovered by the vendors. So it's been pretty helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Question. Is there a certification program for wood stoves these days? The reason I asked that question is every year.
You always ask those hard
ones. Every year, my insurance company asks me whether or not I have a wood stove.
Yep.
And asking me to justify how it was installed. I'm thinking it's been in the house since it was constructed.
Oh,
you know, it's part of the building permit process. I'm just wondering if there's some other ancillary certification that somebody with a new wood stove has to get besides the building permit.
I'm sorry I can't answer that, but I will get back to you on that.
Okay.
All of you. Okay, that's a good question.
Thank you.
There is a certification for the stoves, which is in the middle of some controversy. They've discovered that some of the EPA certifications weren't quite up to par recently, but I think they're fixing that. So
okay.
I'll get back to you on that.
I'm just curious because it looks like insurance companies are looking any way they can to cancel fire insurance these days.
All right, any other questions? Seeing none, I'll call any other presentations from the public. Seeing none, we'll go into item number four, which is our consent agenda. Item 4A is air pollution discussion direction, possible action regarding resolution recognizing and accepting the terms and conditions of the Carol Moyer grant program from the California Air Resource Board. Mr. Smith, is that your presentation?
Well, technically it's under the consent agenda, so it can
be
taken action.
I'll be glad to talk about it.
All right, great. So there's a motion to approve by Director Valenzuela. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director Mirakami. We'll get it over there. Is there any discussion on the consent agenda? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. Wendy, would you like a roll call vote, or is a...
A roll call would be great.
All right.
Director Halp?
Aye.
Director Mirakami?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Mm-hmm.
And Director Lucchese?
Aye. All right, thank you. We'll move into item number 5, which is minute approval for September 26, 2023. Is there any discussion?
I've received no corrections.
Second.
Motion to approve by Director Valenzuela, second by Director Halp. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a roll call vote.
Okay. Director Halp?
Aye.
Director Mirakami?
Aye.
Director Chris?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
And Director Lucchese?
Aye, thank you. And there are no other items on the agenda, so we'll move into number 6, which is adjournment. Do you normally vote here to adjourn?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nicely done.